This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah.
We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC. KC, D-Lo, D-Lo, we your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, we your number one spot.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Hey, I wanna open up with a record so bad, but it just dawned on me.
Come on now.
I don't know if this is clean, so we can't really let it run. But this boy asked me if I remembered Beamer, Benz, or Bentley.
This was crazy.
Hey, we gonna cut it off right there,
this
just
was
in case.
Crazy that one.
Just
that
in
one,
case.
That one had, had the people in a chokehold, man.
Oh my
for
gosh,
here, man.
Oh, that is fire right
now, see,
there.
Now, that's what I'm saying. You would hear because you was in the clubs and all this other stuff. I don't know if they were spinning that on the midday show or in the morning show.
No, I don't think that. There used to be a practice in radio called day parting where some of the more rappity rap records, they kind of hit like maybe late afternoon drive, night show, and then definitely the mix show.
Yeah.
Whereas the more comfortable rap music would be in the mornings and the middays. But yeah, that's
getting jiggy with it would be.
Oh man, y'all have no idea how bad I just want to start playing music to open this show every day.
It's low key changing over 102.5. I was tweeting out over the weekend.
102 is heat right now.
Man,
that boy,
they got the hits playing right now, man. Shout out Complex, man. Ooh-wee.
That boy Complex is bad, man. Ooh-wee. He came in and gutted the whole playlist over there and was like, "Yeah, we're gonna fix this." And, yeah,
they playing the smashes right now.
Our boy Complex got something cooking over there, man. We're just excited to watch greatness, man. That's what it is, man. We appreciate you so much for being with us. I'm D-Lo. He's KC. I should probably do the bit.
Acknowledge me.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
I don't know where my voice is. I guess I told the fellas, like, I think this is how the show ends.
I mean, it
like,
sounds a little off, but it don't sound too off.
Like, because I'm working. I'm like anime in the booth. Like, I'm pulling from my stomach to get some voice
out. I
don't
remember that movie, like, bar for bar, word for word. Yeah.
Well,
I've seen it maybe once or twice.
When we were talking to Olivia, you know, because Tina passed away last week while you were away.
When
we were talking to Olivia, she was like, you know, when... And I always think of this during Drunken Love, but people use references of Ike and Tina from What's Love Got to Do With It as part of like the hip hop vernacular.
Yeah.
And every time he hits the eat the cake anime, I said eat the cake, like that is so inappropriate.
It's very inappropriate.
It's so inappropriate. Now the scene I'm talking about, you're talking about you got to sing anime, you got to sing, you got to bring it from your gut. And, like, that's what I'm doing and trying to talk right here. Like, I'm burning calories trying to talk. Like, I was coming in, and I was like, man. I was, like, doing that the whole drive in. I was like, what is wrong? This is how it ends. Well, the loudmouth talk show host loses his voice.
I mean, it was a nice run.
It was a pretty good run.
I mean, did your thing.
Wasn't bad.
Did your thing. Interview Ty Dolla $ign. You know, did your thing, bro.
Which is available right now on the latest episode of Corners of the Culture. I apologize to those who support that podcast. I don't know what happened. We did record an episode Tuesday morning. We recorded a pretty damn good episode, and I'll take full responsibility. It was my fault. I was late. I was just in a bad space on Tuesday morning, and I didn't go through the normal checks and balances. I did do the sound check on the computer because we once recorded an episode that was you and I in straight silence for 55 minutes. Jesse told me what happened and how to fix it. So like but ever since then I've done sound checks.
And I had
and it checked out. And then Donnie went to do some video work and he was like, "Hey fellas, something's wrong here." And we tried to clean it up and it's not good enough. Like it's not good enough. I know if I tune in a podcast where the audio quality is that bad, I can't listen to it. So that's Eat Me. It's my fault. But we do have our conversation in audio form with Ty Dolla $ign posted on the Corners of the Culture podcast. And during the show, our conversation with Ty Dolla $ign in video form will be posted over at KSFM.com.
Yeah, it's good luck. Ty Dolla $ign, man, good dude, man. He's got heat on the way. And like I told him, you go back into his catalog. Yo, this dude, he's got a whole era, man. He's like,
yeah.
I don't want to disparage anybody like Chris Brown did his thing, all this. But Ty Dolla $ign is in the conversation of the 2010s, just like he's all over the place in the 2010s. Over the place.
And he has such a, like, that man is he's a hip hop artist, right? But that dude is a singer.
Mm hmm.
Like
he
walked in, yeah, for real. He walked in the building singing. He wasn't rapping. He was singing when we were at our Korean barbecue joint. Like he was singing the whole time we were there. He wasn't rapping.
Right.
But that's an extremely talented individual. His dad was a part of Lakeside. We talked a little bit about that both in the interview and while at dinner, man. But he is a really, really good dude. We're excited about what he's got coming out. The new single Motion dropped today.
It's a good look. I like Motion.
He's got an EP that sounds a lot like that single that's going to drop here in the coming days and weeks. But I mentioned this when I recorded an outro for the Ty Dolla $ign interview on the podcast. That dude is dropping in the fall. My goodness.
Man.
If what he played for us on
he got one joint that I was like, yo, we
man.
Gonna hear this all. Like
Slide.
I was like, yo, this needs to
the
come
record
out
was
summer.
Called Slide, yeah. Ooh. Oh man.
I was like, yo, this I looked at Dame, I said, yo, this
yeah,
is going
that's
crazy.
The,
right
that's
here.
The one. Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
Then that's you got a couple one. Other joints that you a couple other joints that you would probably hear after 7 p.m.
Day Parted. You have a couple Day Parted records coming from Ty Dolla $ign for sure.
But you'd hear them.
Oh, you'd hear
after 7 p.m., man.
Yeah, that's heat, man. So go check that out, Corners of the Culture podcast. Head over to KSFM.com.
Remind me, sorry for the radio listeners, you know, you can, you know, switch over during the break if you want. I got a question to ask on the commercial break.
Okay.
I don't know if I want to ask it on the show, but during the commercial break, I want to ask.
Those are always good. All right, we'll get to that. NBA Finals get underway tonight on ESPN 1320.
Let's go.
Denver versus Miami. Feels like Denver is the favorite in this. I don't mean like a Vegas favorite. You know, that's not my bag. Mm-hmm. I just meant amongst basketball fans, it seems like a lot of people are picking Denver. Though I just don't know how you can pick against Miami right now, and two, how you even judge this. Like, Miami's here.
Yeah,
Miami has offed some big – talk about made men. Talking about made men yesterday. Yeah. Miami Giannis, has off some made men.
Giannis, Julius Randle, Tatum, they weren't made men.
Oh, man, they got that they got that Joe Pesci treatment in Goodfellas by the Miami Heat and Jimmy Butler. And, I mean, here they are in the NBA Finals, and I think if nothing else, no matter what happens from here, like, I have such an appreciation for how locked in Jimmy is on this whole thing.
Come on, man.
Like, he hasn't blinked, flinched, smiled, celebrated, nothing. He was like, this, like, it's progress. This isn't the goal.
Yeah.
The goal is to win the championship.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a, you know, we talk about this. That's a true player's mentality. Like, we, D'Lo and Casey, we as media, we as fans, we can set, for the Kings, for example, let's make the playoffs this year. You know, the bar moved a little bit during the season. Like, let's not make the play-in. Let's make the playoffs. Let's win some of these games. Hey, if we can get out of the first round, hey, great. Like, all in all, though, once the disappointment of Game 7 wore off, mm-hmm. like, I think fans, Kings media, were pleased with the way that the season went. Wow. De'Aaron, Mike Brown, all those guys said the right thing the night of the game, the afternoon of the game, and then the next day as well. All of those guys wanted to win an NBA championship this year. Mm. Every player wants to win an NBA championship. Like, that's the goal. For some, Detroit, who we'll talk about here in a few minutes, jeez. Orlando, Houston, it's the goal. It might be like a out of reach goal,
yeah.
but it's a goal. And that's the, like, when you get into the playoffs, when the Kings got up 2-0, human nature, you don't think they were thinking about it. You don't think the thought of winning a championship crossed their mind. So for Jimmy and this crew in Miami, they get through the first round. Oh, my God. You think they stopped there?
Mm-hmm.
No, man, they didn't.
No,
every, you know, the more you get into this, they up 3-0. They thinking about a title. They tied 3-3. They thinking about a title. They down 10-0 down by 10 against Boston in Game 7. They're thinking about that championship. They're thinking about this moment that they're going to experience tonight at 5:30, playing for that NBA title.
Hey, man, I've been unbelievably impressed by the Miami Heat culture, everything that goes on. Shout out to my man T. I know he's listening. You know, he's a Miami guy. He's a Chicago guy, but he got ties to Miami. He's been texting me all playoffs, man, about Heat culture and everything. And I'm a believer. I'm a believer. I respect the hell out of what they've done and what they've accomplished. Jimmy Butler's been a dog. Gabe Vincent, come on, man.
Yeah.
Hometown kid. Yeah. You know, he's from Modesto, but, you know, we're going to take credit from the whole Modesto.
Jesse. He's ours.
When they talk about when on Channel 13, when they say the news is coming on, they say Sacramento, Stockton, Modesto. Mm-hmm. So he ours. We all together.
That's the way it works.
So Gabe Vincent, Duncan Robinson, go blue. You know, that's my man. Kyle Lowry, I talked about how he's kind of reinvented himself and been that veteran presence and stepped his game up in the playoffs. I've been so impressed. Coach Spoelstra, the best coach in the league. So impressed.
Kyle Lowry was like, he was like the Undertaker in the first Buried Alive match. Jeez. Like, they had all the dirt on top of him. And then all of a sudden, lightning hit and Kyle Lowry's hand popped out from the dirt. It was like, yo, Kyle Lowry's back.
Yeah.
Dude, man.
Now, look, still Nuggets in five. All that said, it's still – I don't mean no disrespect. I told you I was done disrespecting the Heat. I'm not disrespecting them.
It's about Denver.
It's about Denver.
I got you.
It's about Denver. And they haven't faced anybody in these playoffs like Nikola Jokic. I mean, there's nobody in the league like him. But what I'm saying is you got guys that they've been able to match up with because they're not really dominant offensively. When you talk about Brook Lopez plays a different, you know, style of basketball. He's out on the perimeter. But Mitchell Robinson and Rob Williams. Now you got a guy in Jokic that he's going to be out on the perimeter. He's going to be at the mid-range. He's going to be on the block. Like, I don't know if Bam is – that's a lot to ask of Bam. Bam's really like a power forward. And now you're going to say guard this 7-foot, 2-time MVP, all-time ball player?
Yeah.
AD couldn't do it.
We're just getting started, man. Again, the NBA Finals begin tonight at 5:30 here on ESPN 1320. I'm guessing, Jesse, coverage begins at 5? Is that right?
4:30.
Okay. Coverage begins at 4:30. We'll come back. We'll talk much more about the Finals. Made a reference to Detroit. My goodness.
Hey, boy, them boys are starving, ain't they? Them brothers starving, ain't they?
So I've got a lot of questions about what happened
brother
yesterday.
Brother sure is starving.
I have got so many questions. Monty Williams is headed to Detroit. We'll talk about that. Of course, it's Batty Thursday. We got a star-studded show for you. Sarah Hodges coming up at 1:45. Kyle Matson right after that around 2:15. And then our man Matt George, host of the Locked On Kings podcast, will be with us in the final hour of the show. We're just getting started. Steve and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
D'Lo and KC continues, streaming live on the Odyssey app.
I love our people.
There was like, you know, the Little Mermaid was trending all over the place. By the way, if you're one of those people listening on the Odyssey app at 1320 a.m., when Kenny said, I'm not going to take this question to the show, I'll save it for the commercial break.
We can go to the show?
Time market. It's probably one worth going back.
We can talk about. I'm just saying
it's probably one worth going back and watching. That's what I'm saying. Because it was a hell of a question. I mean, it's not.
First of all, I couldn't be the only one that ever thought that.
You're not. I thought about it too.
Okay.
Because they're in the water.
The way you worded it was funny, and it made some of us laugh. Like, it made some of us laugh. And this actually does have to do with The Little Mermaid. But Little Mermaid was trending all over the place this weekend, and you click on and you read the tweets, and you see that there's some people in particular areas were recording things on their phone in the movie theater, because why not? And I think it was L.A. where the crowd erupts into applause after... It was probably a whole new world, or you know, whatever the you know key song of that.
I was just trying to figure out like what moment of that movie. I mean, I don't remember the movie.
Well, they were filming the screen at the same time, so I believe that's what it was. I could pull it back up. It looked like an emotional moment.
I'm oddly excited and interested in the Spider-Verse movie.
You mentioned that.
I really want to see this.
You mentioned that. That's this weekend?
I'm not going to get to the theaters at all probably in the next 3 weeks. I don't know when I'm going to see it, and I'm kind of flustered by that.
Oh, okay.
Damn.
All right. Well, you get there. It ain't going nowhere. We'll get the verdict in.
That's the only thing we miss about the COVID days is it would put them things on your app.
Yeah, do that. Do that. I don't know why they didn't keep doing that. Like you get my money almost every time.
You could put another $10 on what a movie ticket would be, and I'd get it.
You'd get my money every time, man. Yeah. Or I say that, but that I said I was going to watch Creed a month and a half ago, and I watched it Saturday. And part of the reason was the last time that I really had time to watch it. I went to it. It was 1999, but then it said for rent. On like May 23rd. Mm. And so it went from, you know, when you rent it, it's like $5 versus owning it for $25. Like, all right, I'm going to wait a week. Like, I'm going to wait a week and save $20 to watch it. And then, of course, I watch it. And the first thing I think about is I should just buy all three of them. Because I hate the way, and I get it. I get it. I get why you do this. But I hate the way that movies cycle through apps. Mm. Like, I guess because it's not Black History Month anymore. All the Creeds, was on HBO.
Xfinity did us a good job. Well, it's always a Black experience on Xfinity. That's what they call it. With the X, not E-X.
Of course not. Why would it be Vince McMahon's school of booking right there? The Black experience. But like Creed, I couldn't, like Creed isn't, you can't stream it anymore.
No, it's nowhere?
Nah. Like,
cause like the first Creed?
Yeah, like Creed. Man. I mean, maybe
I
you can find.
On Max.
Well, I was going to, that's what I'm saying. It's not there anymore.
That's whack.
But that's what they do. Like they cycle through. Like if you look at, I don't know if this is on Netflix. I think it's on Max. Is they'll have like a last chance section, and it's like the movies that are going to drop from the channel, and then they wind up on Paramount, or they wind up on Showtime, or All Black Everything, or whatever. Like they just wind up somewhere else,
that's wild.
Like this is infuriating. I get it; it's a racket.
They just be messing with us, man. They really just be messing with us.
I got so angry over the. Bro, I can't, like, if it was a reoccurring payment, like, I, like, canceled it. I had, like, reoccurring, I'm not going to, I can't say what it is without everybody knowing what it is, and I don't want to, like, I think they're a massive advertiser with the cluster, but I went to this place and got here and realized I could do better than this. And so I was like, I'm doing this myself from now on. The landscaper, the gardener. I'm looking around like this is I'm paying this dude to cut weeds. I could cut the weeds myself. I was like, hey, tell this person, you know, we appreciate you. No longer needed. You want, and that's why I think that's why I came in the way I was on Tuesday. I was just in a bad place this weekend.
Crosses two sticks.
I was like, what can I cancel? What can I cancel? And I'm positive it all started with me not being able to find Creed.
Damn. Thanks a lot, Max.
It all started
Thanks a lot.
With me not oh, being able
way,
to find Creed.
By the way,
I just want to
give a shout out to my heart, an RIP to my heart, because getting my ass whooped by the Sneakers app this morning Ooh. Hurt a lot more than I was prepared for.
Yeah.
Then Teyana Taylor's. Them things was gone. At 7:03, they were gone.
Our man Tyler Jennings hit up my DMs like, "Hey man, I'll help you. What size do we need?" Okay, Tyler, I love you, buddy. Good luck. Good luck on your quest, sir.
Them things was gone. You know who got them? Kimberly got them.
Kimberly who?
Comes to all our stuff.
Kidding? Stop playing.
Yeah, because I tweeted out like the gift like.
Oh,
how upset I was
good for
that they
Kimberly.
Were gone. And then she tweeted out the got 'em picture.
Oh, good for Kimberly.
And I said, congratulations.
Yeah, we was all walking L's this morning, man. Nothing will ruin your day quicker than that damn Sneakers
that
app.
Hurts. That does hurt. Oh, Ramsey, shut the hell up. Them Ronald McDonald shoes.
Really?
Ramsey, shut the hell up.
Just know if it's fun, if it's exciting, and if it's dope, Ramsey hates it. That's just the way it is. Like, Ramsey hates everything. That's why Ramsey loves baseball and hockey. They're at the top of his list. And then it'll
Stanley Cup. Oh, no, I think it starts Saturday. Stanley Cup starts on Saturday.
Yeah, I can't front, though. I'll keep an eye on that.
I mean, I don't like it.
No, that's fine. I got you. But games are exciting.
Yeah.
Games are
See,
exciting.
See, the thing for me in the NHL is I like the storied franchises, except for maybe Boston. I don't like the Boston Bruins because I just
don't
like anything Boston.
Why don't you like the Vegas story?
I mean, Vegas is all right. The other one is Florida, right?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Man, that's kind of weird.
It's kind of whack.
But we say that, but we did like 2 hours on Sacramento having an NHL team. So how do you think, you know, like a storied friend like the Edmonton Oilers? I'm sorry, we're going to Sacramento?
Oh, see, that's different.
Thanks, Red. We appreciate you. And that's what Monty Williams said when that contract offer from the Detroit Pistons was put in front of him yesterday. Oh, that's different. Allegedly, the way the story goes is Monty's representatives, I'm not sure if it was Monty Williams, but it was at least Monty's representatives, had told Detroit that he's not looking to, he's leaning towards taking a gap year, if you will, taking a year off. He's still owed $21 million, by the way.
Damn.
Which puts his new contract into perspective. He was owed $21 million by the Phoenix Suns, so it would have been easy for him to take a year off. It would have been easy for him to take 3 years off. Yeah. We know sometimes when you get in coaching, you can get away from it and fade away, or you can get away from it and get even bigger. Mm-hmm. And allegedly, the same thing was told to Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. Now, there were zero reports that I saw prior to yesterday that said the Milwaukee Bucks reached out to Monty Williams and Monty Williams said no. Mm-hmm. There were reports that the Detroit Pistons reached out to Monty Williams and Monty Williams said no. Mm-hmm. Those were out there. That's why we got a good chuckle when it said, nah, Detroit still really wants Monty. And then to see that contract get announced and to see like how it evolved like over, I think, like a hour period where, and shout out to James Edwards. James Edwards, I believe, is the one who started the whole Sacramento-Detroit thing.
He did.
Last year. But reading that whole thing, I read it like, oh, James broke this story and had to get Shams in on it.
Mm. James, because James is an athletic guy, ain't he?
James is an athletic guy.
Yeah.
And I just kept looking at this like James totally broke this story and they had to get Shams in to be a part of it. Because if you look at their tweets, they tweeted the same exact thing at the same exact time, just with the sources tell me and James Edwards, sources tell me and Shams Charania. I was really like, oh, this is what it's like working with the Athletic. Because I got to believe James was doing the work. Not to say Shams didn't know. Shams, right. I mean, that dude connected. But it went from 6 years, $70 million to 6 years, $78.5 million to a potential 8 year, $100 million contract for Monty Williams. Oof. When the 6 year contract dropped, people were like, wow, even our guy Keith Smith, super smart guy, he was like, okay, that's a lot of money. It's probably a 6 year option. Wrong. It's the seventh and eighth year that are options. That pushes, and I think there are some incentives involved that push that contract to potentially 8 years, $100 million for Monty Williams.
First of all, when it comes to Monty Williams, I'm so happy for Monty Williams. Good for him. Gets that bag. Gets another opportunity.
I think that's two bags.
Yeah. Yeah. He's backing up the whole Brinks truck. So
that's one of them Mark Jones Birkin bags, I think.
It's exactly
loaded with cash.
So definitely, you know, happy for him. That's a crazy deal for a coach.
That's insane.
That is
wild.
Unbelievably, I want to say reckless.
Is it though? Because so here's and I got you. Coaches don't really have anything to do with the salary cap.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're an owner and you feel like you desperately need a coach the stature of Monty Williams, why not?
Because I think there's other coaches out there that could do the same thing that Monty would bring to the table for cheaper, if not better.
But again, if you've got the money and there's no salary cap, why not?
It's not my money. If he wants to do it.
But like you could go to Target and get a sling bag to put over your shoulder in all your pictures.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't. It holds.
How do you know I don't?
It holds your, well, you might. I know you got another one though. It holds your keys just the same as the other one does.
Yeah.
It holds your wallet just the same. Holds your little snack. Just like the other one does.
It's a good point.
But it's a nicer bag.
It's a good point.
I mean,
but that's the key.
For me, the my key point to your argument is if it doesn't fall under the salary cap and you've got an owner that feels like, I mean, what were we talking about yesterday? Like, where is this team going?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they feel like Monty Williams is a critical part of the direction that they're going. Because I don't think Monty's a bad coach. Like when Mark Davis did this with John Gruden, I was like, this is idiotic because John Gruden's a bad coach.
Right.
I don't think Monty Williams is a bad coach.
Here's the thing to go further with your analogy. In situations like that, and what you said is a hell of an analogy. That's good stuff right there. Are we sure that Monty Williams is a nicer bag? I'll give you an example.
Okay.
Sam Cassell. Like, I feel like, I believe, I haven't interviewed him,
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of know him from his career and the way he talks about the game. I believe Sam Cassell can be a good coach in this league.
I agree.
So for potentially, I don't know, $92 million less, I could give Sam Cassell an opportunity.
Like, but there's there's a fear of the unknown, right? And for Sam, or maybe more for Detroit in looking at Sam Cassell, maybe it's the fear of a first-time head coach with this young group. Mm. Like, I thought Dwayne Casey was going to be able to accomplish certain things. And when I say I thought Dwayne Casey could accomplish, like, I thought Dwayne Casey could be successful mm-hmm. with the Detroit Pistons. But the caveat to that is I didn't think Detroit was going to win, like, 30, 40 games. I thought Dwayne Casey was going to be able to help develop these guys and potentially get them ready for whoever the next coach is. I assumed the next coach was going to be younger than Dwayne Casey. Mm-hmm. I didn't think it would be a first-year head coach. I thought it would be someone in between. That's what they've gone with. Monty Williams is kind of that coach in between here. And you're right. You're 100% right. We don't know. But maybe that's just the risk they didn't want to take.
And
I would love to find out if Sam Cassell could be an NBA head coach, yeah. by the way.
And that's understandable. Like, there's one side of me that's like, this is crazy. There's another side of me that's like, if you really believe in this guy
mm-hmm.
and you have the means to make sure he's the coach, go for it. Go for it.
Yeah.
Like, I understand that aspect as well. Here's the thing. Over the weekend, the Inside the NBA crew was talking. I think it was after Game 7. And they were talking about coaching. And, you know, the running joke here is I don't think coaches matter or That's anything true. Like that.
Yep.
And Charles was saying that about Shaq. Because Shaq came on and they were like, Joe Mazzulla didn't have these guys ready. And Shaq was like, I'm not with all that. Like, I'm the leader. I'm the captain. I need to make sure I'm ready, and I need to make sure my guys are ready.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that. Like, I'm not here to talk all that coach stuff. Ain't nothing Phil Jackson ever told me to get me ready. Like, I was just ready to go. And then Charles was like, he made a great point that I had never heard, and he's I agree with him.
Okay.
He said a good coach in getting guys ready isn't about getting Shaq and Kobe ready.
Mm.
They're going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
It's about getting Rick Fox, Brian Shaw, Robert Horry ready. And him and Kenny had a line where he says, a coach can't give you confidence, but he can take it away from you with how he coaches
the bar.
You. And I thought that was so profound, and they were right. They were right about that. That is where coaching matters. Now, I bring that all full circle with Monty Williams, and I say, they don't really have a lot of stars like that. But thinking back to Phoenix, he was cool with Booker, Chris Paul, whatever. But I think where his story is kind of told, and maybe this is unfair to him, is DeAndre Ayton. And I look at DeAndre Ayton as that other, and he didn't get DeAndre Ayton to the point they needed him to get, and that would be a concern for me.
I got you. I love that. I miss that line, and I love it. Like, that's tremendous. But I'll say this in defense of Monty. I think the DeAndre part of the story can't be written yet.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have to see what DeAndre Ayton does next. And whether it's with the Phoenix Suns and Doc Rivers, Frank Vogel, or Jordy Fernandez, whoever takes that head coaching position, if we see DeAndre Ayton on that team with roughly, you know, that same supporting cast that they closed out the season with and went into the playoffs, yeah, Monty's got to wear that. If DeAndre ends up on another team and becomes a player the caliber of which a lot of us think that he can be, Monty's got to wear that. But I don't think he has to wear that until then.
Right.
Because this might be who DeAndre is.
Yeah.
Like, for better or worse, and I think in this situation, it's not even worse. It's like, he's a fine player. He's another player. He's in that draft.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the first player taken in that draft. You can tell all the jokes you want to about the second player. But he was the first player taken in that draft.
Mm-hmm.
And he had expectations surrounding him. And there's been growth in his game. He's played with arguably the greatest point guard of his, or maybe inarguably the greatest point guard of his generation, but the one of the best point guards for a big man that we've seen. And you still like, there's got to be more. There's got to be more. But that might be DeAndre. Hmm. Or it might be Monty. Hmm. And that's kind of the risk you take, right? Yeah. And there's no cool-down period for Monty. Like, Mike, there were a lot of criticisms. Like, everyone loves Mike Brown. Let's not pretend there weren't a lot of criticisms the day Mike Brown was hired or the days following Mike Brown being hired. But one thing I think that we've learned from the day he was hired to, you know, June 1st, 2023, is that time away from being a head coach has helped him. Mm-hmm. Whether it's being with other coaches, whether it's being with a franchise like the Golden State Warriors, being with the coach like Steve Kerr, I think he's been able to evolve, get better, and use that time away as much as his time in the league as ways to build the Sacramento Kings franchise. Mm-hmm. Monty didn't have that. Monty got
That's a good point.
Eliminated. And so, like,
seemed
it's
like
a
he
huge,
tried to have that. He said, look, man, I need a year. I need a little buffer here.
Mm-hmm.
And Detroit was like, here. And they just kept.
So what did I say? 3 years, 20. I think he had $21 million left on his deal. Mm-hmm. So, like, 678.5. Like, no wonder he took the job.
You had to if you're Monty Williams. Like,
that's a lot more money.
He had to.
Like you can.
That might be more money than he's ever made in his playing career. He played for a while. I don't think he made that much money.
It's like you can make a lot of money sitting at home doing nothing, or you can make a lot more money coaching this. There's some good ball players on Detroit. It's just we haven't been able to figure out how it all comes together. I told you last year, even at the trade deadline, I was excited to watch Detroit. I wanted to see. I said that at the beginning of the year. That wore off. When Marvin got there, I was like, I'll keep an eye on them. That kind of wore off pretty quick, too. It was like, all right. I like the players there. I like the components that they have. I like the pieces. I just don't know if these pieces make a beautiful picture once you put the puzzle together.
Yeah.
Or you're like trying to smash pieces into places that don't fit.
Yeah.
Cause right now that's what it kind of looks like. And it's Monty's job to make all of this fit.
They got some talented ball players and they got some compelling pieces.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about it yesterday. They got Cade. They got Jaden Ivey. They got James Wiseman. They got Marvin Bagley. They still got Bojan, who's there for another year, I believe. And they got the number 4 pick.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. If I was Detroit, I may look at shopping that number 4 pick. I'd move from that and try to
get. What's Houston, 5?
No.
Houston's 4, aren't they?
They might be. Detroit, I thought Detroit dropped a 4 because they had the worst record in the league and then to drop out of the top 3.
I think Houston's 5, I think.
Houston's
Detroit
5,
four.
Detroit's 4, yeah. Okay.
man,
Houston really. Whew. Well, that's tough.
You can work with some stuff if you're Monty Williams. And here's the thing: I know he's not looking at this. I'm not disrespecting him by saying this. You have to take that deal because that money's coming through regardless. You don't have to be good. You're getting that money. You're getting at least $69 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you could stink. Mm-hmm. They can fire you after 2 years. Money's still coming.
Yeah,
it's not performance based. You had to take that deal. I'm happy that he's getting this opportunity. And also another reason why
Detroit is 5, by the way.
Detroit 5.
Yeah,
okay.
It's San Antonio, Charlotte, Portland, Houston, and then Detroit.
Damn, Detroit had the worst record in the league at the 5th pick. Damn,
I thought that was impossible. Are we sure they had the worst record?
Maybe
it's possible after the way the thing changed. I thought it used to be you can't get lower than
4, I think, right? Or 3. Or
I'll maybe. Check.
Yeah.
17-65 versus.
Houston's had the worst record by 5 games.
Man, good Lord.
They thought they were in the money. They were not.
San Antonio won 22 games. Houston won 22 games. Oh, that's got to kill the Rockets. I mean, well, that's a discussion for a different time about the lottery and how that's kind of changed things up. But yeah.
But no, I was just saying, like, yeah, I mean, another reason why he got this type of deal, I remember the 49ers kind of did this with Kyle Shanahan, and they gave him a 6-year deal, I think, when he started.
Mm-hmm.
They're committed to the process.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying, look, Monty, we're not asking you to turn this thing around in a year or two. We know it's going to take time. You got to develop these guys. So if you're doing it right, we plan on you being here for 4 or 5 years anyways. The years don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because we know we have like 2-3 years that we have to just kind of develop. Like, those aren't playoff years. And then by the time maybe we're looking to, you know, contend, we're in year 3, 4, 5 of your contract. That's fine. So that's why I do kind of understand the years aspect of it. I want to ask you this question. We can talk about it when we come back. Is what does this do for – does this change the coaching contract market?
That's a good question, and we will talk about that. We'll also talk about the arc of the Denver Nuggets and how that's something that Kings fans should be really excited about. Mm. We'll talk about that. Sarah Hodges is on the way. Kyle Mattson, Matt George, all coming up here with D'Lo and Casey. Brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
And KC continues, streaming live on the Odyssey app.
Went on a scavenger hunt during the commercial break for Monty Williams' career earnings. We found them both as a head coach and as a player. We've made this such a regular part of the show. We need
pocket
theme music.
Watching.
Yeah, we need theme music for pocket watching with D'Lo and KC. So let's start as a player, because this was the one that started the conversation. Monty Williams played for the New York Knicks. Monty Williams started 1994-1995 season. Played for the New York Knicks for 2 years, the San Antonio Spurs for 2 years, the Orlando Magic for 3 years, the Philadelphia 76ers, and the Orlando Magic. 9 seasons for Monty Williams from 1994 to 2003. The most money that Monty McNair earned as a player in a single season looks to be $1 million.
Oh, man, this dude didn't make no money.
Jesse, career earnings for Monty Williams as a player?
I'm going to go $8 million.
Kenny Caraway, career earnings for Monty Williams as a player?
Can I change my answer for the third time?
Again, $1 million and some change was the size. You can change your answer because you have not officially submitted your answer.
Can I change mine too, actually?
I'm going to go $7 million.
Kenny can change his answer. Jesse can't, because Jesse is really good at this game.
Oh, I got it right.
$7,945,000.
Oh, wow. Actually, I would have went closest without going over.
That's not how this works. It's closest to
I think
the
Jesse started off saying eight. Jesse was like,
Jesse ran with eight.
He played. No way he made more than $10 million.
Yeah, all he knew, I think the only thing you had said at that point was 9 seasons.
Yeah.
So Jesse knew Monty Williams was playing for league minimum. So again, what do we got there? We got $7.9 million. Just for argument's sake, we'll go with what Jesse said. By the way, I don't think Jesse has ever missed at this game.
No, man. No, this guy's.
I think I'm 3-0 right now.
I think that's exactly what I was thinking. You are 3-0.
He's the Jokic of this game.
The coach, Monty Williams, this only includes head coaching numbers. This does not include any money that he made as an assistant, because I believe they purposely do not disclose that. Monty Williams' career earnings as a head coach, 4 years. With the Pelicans/Hornets of New Orleans. And I don't think I have his son's numbers.
He was with the Suns for 3 seasons. Well, he's getting the guaranteed money anyway, though. Or no, now he's not.
4 seasons.
Well, now he wouldn't. Yeah. Now he wouldn't. I can't find the Suns' numbers. So check that. I'll just tell you that Monty made $11 million as the New Orleans Hornets/Pelicans head coach.
And this is a guaranteed, we'll just say $70 million, right?
So we'll say, so 321, so that's about $7 million, because they said he, so if we just say he made $7 million every year of his contract with Phoenix?
He probably had an extension.
Money was five per year with Phoenix.
Five per year.
He did four seasons.
He did four seasons.
So we're roughly between how many years with Phoenix again?
Four. I thought he had three, but four.
4 years? 4 years. Plus four, 8 years. That's about, plus $8 million. Oh, yeah. He's going to double his net worth as the Detroit Pistons head coach. In fact, I think he's going to triple his net worth. As the Detroit, again, this doesn't include his time as an assistant coach, and there were some years that he was an assistant coach.
So at the very least, for his whole coaching, well, with, I'm assuming, say he retires with the title after, I'm going to say 6 years. So he's going to make over $100 million as a coach.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
More
but
power
that's
to that man.
Largely because of what he just signed with the Detroit Pistons.
More power to that man.
Skid TC in here. See what outlandish thing he has to say today. 916.
He's going to talk about Kyle Shanahan should have been fired.
Probably. Kyle Shanahan ain't worth the two pennies in my pocket. 916-909-1320. What's up, TC?
What's up with my two brothers?
What up, TC?
Yeah, I mean Kyle, I mean, he ain't got no clue at the quarterback what to do.
Stop it.
Let alone pick one or develop one. I mean, we got to be honest with this dude, man. I don't care about him winning a – we have to be honest about a head coach with him. But that's not why I called. Like, I really want you to be honest, Kenny, with yourself about Kyle.
You've been lying
to
me.
What are you talking about? A guy, at this point, all he does is go to NFC Championship games.
He still has not got the most important position right, the quarterback.
The guy broke his ankle.
This guy like he's,
the one guy broke his ankle. The other guy ripped the ligament from his elbow. What do you want to happen? They were undefeated damn near before that happened.
The dude has no clue. Listen, Monty Williams was an all-in move. That was a move that we would have had to make if we didn't hire Mike Brown. You get what I'm saying? So I'm not mad at Detroit for giving him them ducats, because you got to think about where they've been at, D'Lo. You get what I'm saying? I know they had Dwayne Casey, but like Monty Williams is an all-in move for a head coach, and I think that was a good move by them.
Okay.
Yeah, I understand that, TC. I do. I understand it. I don't think I would have done it.
TC committed to that game, boy. You wouldn't have done it?
I wouldn't have done it. Not for that price. And if he was like, I just don't want to do it.
Do you think I'd
find somebody else? Maybe you couldn't find somebody else. So it's a bad job.
It's a talented roster. Mm-hmm. You know, I think you've used the term repetitive before. You know, there's probably, you know, it's very young. It's very raw. There's got to be a lot of development with this squad, which I think is considered one of Monty's, or at least it was considered one of Monty's strengths, especially when he was an assistant coach. Mm-hmm. Of course, DeAndre Ayton notwithstanding. Do you think the Detroit Pistons bought Monty Williams' interest?
Yes. They gave him an offer he couldn't refuse. Like, he couldn't turn that down. I don't think he really wanted to coach this year.
I don't think he did either.
But then they were like, yo, here's $70 million. All right, man.
Is that
how bad could it be?
do you think that's problematic?
Could be. It absolutely could be, because now you're doing. I don't think this is Monty. Like I'm once again not disrespecting. He's a professional. He's a competitor. He's going to do this, but his heart wasn't in taking this job. Essentially, he took it because of the money.
See what I in that, so that's concerning, right? Like that's a part that would concern me if I'm the Detroit Pistons, mm-hmm. right? Because like when your contract comes up and you go, you know, I'm tired of carrying D'Lo's ass.
It.
Like I need a year
Will
off.
Will you stop?
I need a year off. And Odyssey says, well, wait a minute, here's $1 million. Nah. I need a year off, man. That's not enough. That's not enough. All right, Casey. Here's 5.5. And some Tiana Taylors.
Oh, well.
Are you less tired now? Do you still, can you go back to Carrie and D'Lo?
A morning show at a midday and afternoon?
Well, no, you just.
Run it back live. I'll do that for the Tiana Taylors. That was the deal breaker.
But you wonder, like, you wonder, like, oh, is their heart still in it? Or are they doing it for the paycheck?
Yeah.
I don't know that Monty's, doing it for the paycheck. But right now, one plus one equals Monty doing it for the paycheck. And that has to be concerning. Maybe he'll feel better. Hell, maybe he feels better now. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Like, he just,
I feel refreshed. Like,
maybe this $100 million was all the rest that he needs. But I don't know. That's the one part that I was like, oh gosh. Because there's James Edwards' story on The Athletic is really, really good because he outlined the process a lot. He outlined, you know, they met, they got together, they weren't feeling what was going on with this position, and then someone made the suggestion, yo, why don't we go back to Monty? Mm-hmm. And I think it became, Monty's the guy for this team. What will it take to get him? Well, the only thing that can truly change people's minds is money and power. Yeah. And if Troy Weaver's in that conversation, you don't want to give up power.
Right.
But the owner's in the conversation, and he can give up money. Mm. And, I mean, it'll remains to be seen. Mm. But if this team can get back to, I don't know what the ultimate payoff is, though, for it.
I mean,
do you spend $100 million to win an NBA championship? Or is it to develop these young guys, get back to brother, make sure Cade Cunningham is an all-star or Jalen or Jaden or whoever the next, tier of star is on that team, to get them, to start flirting with the upper echelon of young players in this league. That starts accumulating the wins and you start building. The turn in Phoenix was very, very dramatic. Mm-hmm. And it included Chris Paul, which throws a – It throws a monkey wrench in the whole comp,
right.
As does Devin Booker,
right.
Because I like Cade, I like Jaden, I like the guys that they got there, but they're not like Devin was far further along. Mm-hmm. Devin had hit get Devin Booker out of Phoenix status,
yeah.
Like that's how good he was. They don't have any of those guys. They don't have any of the get Cade out of Detroit guys yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, if we're being fair to the process of the NBA. I mean, Cade is like maybe 20 now. Jaden's 20, maybe 21. De'Aaron Fox just made his first playoff at 25.
Yeah.
Like we're looking at, and that's not just De'Aaron Fox. Like a lot of these guys don't, when they're drafted from the teams they're drafted to, they don't.
That was Malik's first too.
Yeah, they don't crack the playoffs till they get to 24, 25 years old.
Yeah.
That's 4 or 5 years from now in Detroit for those guys.
Yeah.
So, I if I was the owner GM of Detroit, championship obviously, like we talk about, is always the goal. But what would get me to keep this marriage between me and Monty Williams going? I would say consecutive playoff appearances. By the time it's up for renegotiation or extension talk or whatever, consecutive playoff appearances and maybe winning a round or two.
Hmm.
I think that's a realistic, like if he gets us to that point, then I think I'll take a chance to continue what we're doing.
You really are married now too.
Yeah.
Like this is like even more so than like Troy Weaver or any other front, like you really are married to Monty Williams. Because even if you knock off the final 2 years, you're still talking the next 6 years, which is key for the development of these young guys and key for the franchise. Mm-hmm. I don't know, until death do us part, rarely ever makes it to death. But.
They going
to
be together, Troy Weaver said, they going to be together like Cardi B said, forever. Mm.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.